Anyone the Khmer Rouge believes has the power to lead a rebellion will be killed. We have to be extremely careful. But if we keep moving to different villages, we may stay safe. It has become too familiar to me by now. When Ma wakes me up in the early morning, I do not ask her any questions. It has become a routine. After many hours of walking, we arrive at the same spot where we were dropped off months before. There we wait all afternoon and into the night for the truck that the chief arranged to come and take us far away, to where no one knows us. When the truck comes in the darkness, we quietly climb in the back. We do not greet the families already on it, but silently step over their bodies to find empty spaces to sit. The truck takes us to the other side of the mountain, to a village called Lake, where we wait for new orders from the soldiers. I wonder why the Angkar keeps uprooting and relocating people, herding them like cows from one location to another. For our family, the uprooting is a choice. Pa says we have to keep moving to stay safe. For many others, they have no say in the matter. It is as if no village wants us, nor do the soldiers know what to do with us. Eventually, another truck comes to take us to our new home, the village of Roh Leap. I climb in and sit by myself in a corner of the truck, while the rest of the family huddles closely together. Meng had said when we arrived at Ong Long Moor 5 months ago that there were approximately 300 new people there. Now more than 200 of the new people have died from starvation, food poisoning, and malaria. I look over to see Ma holding Gek very tightly to her breasts, as if to never let her go.
"Ma, I'm hungry," Gek cries.
"Shh, it's going to be okay soon."
"Hungry, belly hurts,"
Gek continues to cry. "I love you very much, and I will make things better. When we get back home, we will go to the park and get you your favorite food. We'll get some Chinese pork dumplings. Won't that be fun? We'll have a picnic and a good swim, then go to the park and..." Gek is so thin that her cheekbones protrude out of her face. Her cheeks are now hollow, her skin hangs on her bones, and her eyes are dulled with hunger.